The governor of Missouri declared a state of emergency today as the city of Ferguson waits to hear whether a grand jury will file criminal charges against Darren Wilson. He is the white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown, last summer. Tensions are running high in Ferguson, which already saw a wave of unrest after the killing. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd reports, many residents are frustrated by the wait.
I'm standing in downtown Clayton, Missouri. It's an upscale part of St. Louis County. And I'm looking up at the Buzz Westfall Justice Center. Inside this nondescript brick and glass building, a grand jury has been meeting to decide whether Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson should be indicted for fatally shooting Michael Brown.
For us, it cannot come soon enough.
That's Melissa Nieberly, who co-owns a boutique called Luso, one of a bunch of small shops located near the Justice Center. Demonstrations have already been held nearby, but protesters say after the grand jury's decision, they'll take their demonstrations to another level by shutting this entire area down with acts of civil disobedience. That worries Melissa Nieberly, who doesn't want to go into the holiday shopping season with a freaked-out customer base.
The day-to-day rumors are really driving, you know, people not coming out. I mean, every day it's like, oh, it's today at 2. It's Friday at 5. Oh, I heard it's going to be Sunday at 2 when the kids are out of school. I mean, there's so much rumor and speculation right now.
And that speculation is making lots of people here uneasy, but not Michael McPherson. He's co-chair of the Don't Shoot Coalition, which is organizing demonstrations in Clayton, where Nieberly's shop is located.
An American tradition in terms of creating change is raising tensions in the community. So by doing these disruptive actions, it makes people talk about it.
He says they've amassed a broad coalition of more than 40 groups, including the New Black Panther Party, the St. Louis Jewish Voice for Peace, and Veterans for Peace. And the longer they wait, the more they train to keep any protests peaceful.
We feel that if we're putting out enough people to take action, that we can turn any negative energy into positive energy.
Michael Brown's parents and attorneys continue to call for peaceful protests. Over the weekend, one group temporarily shut down traffic on a trendy stretch of St. Louis's Del Mar Loop. Protester Alicia Saunier says they aren't waiting for the grand jury's decision.
If he is indicted, it don't stop. Then it goes to the trial. If he's not indicted, it don't stop. We're going to keep going.
Many activists say if police show up to demonstrations dressed in riot gear, that will increase odds for violent confrontations. When it comes to specific tactics for maintaining public safety, police aren't sharing many details, and social media means things can change quickly. St. Louis Metropolitan Police Chief Sam Dotson says most of the local protesters have a long-term interest in improving relations between minorities and the police. But he says some groups are trying to hijack the protesters' platform.
Well, there are groups from all over the country that have come into town. The Revolutionary Communist Party. I don't know what their interest is in the shooting of Michael Brown.
Officials say hundreds of officers have received extra training, and all of this has parents near where protests first broke out in North St. Louis County more than a bit anxious. Area superintendents say the travel routes for 20,000 students could be threatened by civil unrest. Melissa Fitzgerald's three children go to school in the Ferguson-Florissant School District, which had to delay the start of the school year because of protest. While her kids are running around in the backyard, she's sitting in her living room, nervous about what's to come.
Trying to kind of just go on with your normal. You don't know what's going to happen that day. And again, where your kids are going to be, where you're going to be, what the reaction from the public is going to be.
Like many people in Ferguson and around St. Louis, she's awaiting the grand jury's decision and whatever comes next. For NPR News, I'm Tim Lloyd in St. Louis.